Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
888-808-1019, having a good time tonight because the Yankees won. I was sitting in my house this week contemplating the meaning of life. I was sitting in my house wondering if I should do something better with my nights, with my life, with my career. What am I doing? Why am I yelling at the TV because Trent Grisham can't get a bunt down? Why am I yelling at the TV, you know, in my living room while my wife and my son are sleeping and my cat is looking at me like, can you leave? Don't you have work? Don't you need to go? Can't you go yell at the radio station? It sucks. But that's baseball. And I really do think that the Yankees had to go through that. And this is just a little footnote. And they'll move forward. And let's start to move forward and look at this series ahead against the Baltimore Orioles, who fired their manager. The Baltimore Orioles, who are almighty. They won 101 games. They got swept 2 years ago, and they haven't recovered since. They're supposed to have all these top prospects, all these guys, and I don't know. They didn't have the pitching all year. They should have kept Corbin Burns. Maybe Corbin Burns keeps his elbow if they keep him. They should have kept Anthony Santander. And right now, they're not really doing us any good. I mean, they did help us a little bit, but they're facing the Tampa Bay Rays down at the Boss George M. Steinbrenner Field. They lost the first game of that series Monday 7-1. They lost the third game of that series 12-8 after going up 8-0 in the second inning. And they're a mess. But what I'll say is they can score runs and they can get it going, and the Yankees can't take them lightly, and the Yankees have to, you know, pick up where they left off today. The Yankees play a day game, so just simple math tells you that the Yankees should all be home, feet up, kicked up. Shout out to you guys if you're listening to KM to 10 p.m. You know, I'm keeping it positive tonight. No hater energy, all positive energy. But yeah, you should go to sleep by 10 p.m. I know some of the Yankees will be in the building tomorrow at Fanatics Fest. Max Fried, I definitely know. Will Warren, I think Volpe is scheduled to be there. From what I know, that, you know, the Yankees are going to be there tomorrow during the day because they have the night game. Now, what I'm alluding to here is, like, okay, your game was one and done by 5 o'clock. You know, get your rest, be ready to come to the ballpark and play tomorrow. The Orioles have to play tonight in Tampa, get on the plane, fly to New York, and be ready to go. I think that the Yankees can sweep the Baltimore Orioles, and I think that they should. I think that they need to. I think that the fans are going to be behind them. Obviously, I already talked about the Aaron Judge Superman bobblehead, which is like one of the best bobbleheads of the year, if not the best. I saw the lines out there for the Yogi Berra Navy bobblehead. This is going to be pandemonium. And I expect there to be long lines. I expect there to be a lot of fans out there. So it's a Friday night in the Boogie Down Bronx. Let's check the weather. Even if it rains a little bit, so what? We're expecting tomorrow to be a 90-degree day. 84 degrees, probably get up to 90 degrees. It's going to be a hot one. The ball should be flying out, and guess who's on the mound? The guy from Hotlanta, right? Land of the Freed, home of the former Brave. Max Fried on the mound. Max Fried, the ace, the stopper. Max Fried, the guy you trust the most out of this Yankees rotation. And honestly, through this little stretch here against the Anaheim Angels, Clark Schmidt pitched well. Will Warren pitched well. Yarby did enough. Rodon got the win today. I think his 9th win of the season. So I expect Max Fried to have a good outing against the Baltimore Orioles. And I expect the Yankees bats to wake up. And if you just heard Jonathan in Los Angeles in the last hour before we went to break talk about Judge, you know, he's saying bet on Judge. It's his bobblehead night. And if you heard me say, hey, Judge got a mulligan. He struck out. He struck out. And the umpire thought it was a foul ball because it went off the catcher's glove and gave Judge another opportunity, and then he doubled. So let's hope that Judge is seeing it now. He shakes out of it. And going into this series against the Baltimore Orioles, they can sweep the Orioles. They need to get this lead back. They need to right the ship. And they need to do it now. They'll go on the road and face Cincinnati. They'll come back home and face the Athletics. But like, not to get too far ahead of ourselves, July could be tough. They go to Toronto, got to go through customs and face the Blue Jays. Then the holiday weekend, they'll come back and face the Mets in the Subway Series. Everybody will be all geeked up for that, right? Then the Mariners come to town and the Cubs come to town. Right before the All-Star break, you can't take either one of those teams lightly. Then you have the All-Star break, which we'll see how many Yankees are down there. Probably a handful, probably, you know, four, maybe three, four. I don't know. And then they play the Atlanta Braves. They go back to Toronto on the road, and then they come home and have to face Philly and Tampa. I think July, like, they have to right the ship now, because it's going to be a little bit of a bumpy road in July, and that All-Star break is going to be much needed. But yes, Baltimore comes to town. We need to avenge that first series loss that we had in Camden Yards. It was stupid. They were losing. They fired their manager. Like, they weren't able to win. That was their freaking World Series. And so now you line up Max Fried, Clark Schmidt, Will Warren against the Orioles. We're going to be striking guys out and hitting home runs, and the Yankees should get back to doing more of what they did today and less of what they did over the last, you know, six games before that. 888-808-1019. Mario from Long Beach on the Fan.
What's going on, Keith? Very good show. And I what you just said, I agree with 100%. They're getting back to where they should be. You know, I got a very funny story for you. First of all, did you see there's a commercial on SNY about WFAN, all the hosts? Did you see that commercial?
No, I actually don't have SNY. Fubo TV is my provider, and they took SNY off, so I have not watched SNY in some time.
Oh, so you like? Yeah, let me tell you what it is.
Am I on it?
Yes, you're on it. They talk about all the hosts from the morning drives to the midday to the afternoon, and they show a picture of them. So there's a picture of you. There's a picture of Boomer and Gio. There's a picture of
is it a flattering picture of me, or is it not so flattering?
Well, I don't know what a good picture is of you, because I never saw you before till now, you know? So you'll have to look and tell me.
Well, I got the face for radio, so I'm sure it's fine on TV. I don't care. No, I'm sure it's okay. I'll take the promo.
I was happy about that. Now, it's very interesting because, you know, I like when they have opinions, but sometimes base it on facts, you know? I don't even want to go into who was saying it, but they were talking about like, Austin Wells, and he's no good, and Volpe's a... Austin Wells right now is, if you do the math, he will, based on what he's doing so far, he'll have 36 homers and 100 RBIs. That's like the second best catcher in the league. Now, his average isn't that high, but still. And let's understand, the guy's 25 years old. This is his second year in the year in the league. Volpe is 24. These guys, they're kids. Give them a little time.
Yeah, and they're hitting in the bottom of the order, and they're not really a detriment to the team. We can't say that they're killing us. They have done a lot of good. I think they'll be fine. They're not bust. They're young guys, and they're developing at the major league level still.
So check out this what I did, because, you know, I'm a retired banker. I'm a numbers guy. So I did the numbers, right? They make very little money. I didn't know how much they made, the Volpe and Wells, so I did the math. So what they make in any year, both of them added together, is what Juan Soto makes in five games. Five games he makes, which is 800,000. They make 800,000 a year, which is 1.6 million. In five games, that's what Soto makes. 1.6.
Yeah,
million.
I'll take the return on investment that we're getting with those two guys instead.
That's it. Thanks for taking my call, buddy. Talk to you later.
Thanks for the call, Mario. 888-808-1019. I did see Juan Soto got a knock in his first at-bat. Let's do a quick ride-along with the Mets game. Top of the fourth inning here. And shout-out to SNY. They have the camera on live in here, which is ahead of our cable channel. So I get to see this. I think this has got to be like a live feed in real time in here. No, you know,
it's because of the because Evan and Tiki, because it's the on air feed. So it's the so they can see themselves in real time.
Okay. Well, either way,
just here. A little behind the scenes. You know what I mean? I got that over here too.
Yeah, it's top four. It's 1-1 on Jeff McNeil on this screen. On the other screen now on cable, Jeff McNeil just stepped in the batter's box 1-0. So they're a little bit ahead. 1-2. 1-1. Anyway, just, you know, peeling back the curtains for the audience. The Mets lead 1-0, and Juan Soto did have a single, but then in his next at-bat, what did he do making, 200,000 a game or whatever it is? He flew out to right field. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens in this game. They need to fight in this game, not get swept in this game. Jeff McNeil is fighting to keep his on-base streak alive, right? I think he got to 20 games last night. He's fighting to keep his on-base streak alive, and we'll see what happens with Francisco Alvarez. He's fighting to stay with the club. I don't know if you guys saw the, the Post? Yeah, the New York Post, the back cover of the Post says, from, you know, Mike Vaccaro, time for Mets to send down Alvarez to get him fixed. Francisco. I don't agree with that.
That's crazy. That's a crazy take. I mean,
you want to have Hayden Sanger up here?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I get it. He's been, you know, questionable. But at the same time, Torrens, you were talking about it last night with the mask. I mean, he's still, Torrens is a backup catcher, and he's a good one at that. I'll give him his credit. The guy's a very good backup catcher. You can get away with having him play for a month at a time if you need him to. But he's a backup catcher. Francisco Alvarez, while he has his warts, while he has his issues, he's 23 years old. He has the bat that, I mean, yes, we haven't really seen it much of late, but that bat we know can hit 20-plus home runs. We know there's potential to hit 30-plus. We think that it could even get as high as 40 because the guy was a number one prospect at one time.
Him Give and the Volpe, guy credit. I was in L.A. when him and Volpe played in the Futures game in 2022 together.
Bro.
We got to stop quitting on these kids. We're grown men in our 30s, 40. How old is Mike Vaccaro? 70? Like, we're quitting on these kids. Give them an opportunity. When I was his age, a lot of people didn't quit on me. We got to give these kids time. It's hard to do what they do.
And I'll say this, too. If you do send a guy like Alvarez down and say it hurts him because he's a guy who I think is a prideful dude, he plays with a lot of emotion. If it hurts him and say he plays bad in the minors, now what? Now what's going to happen? If he goes down there and you crush his confidence and that's it, now you just completely ruined him. Now it's over. Now there's no value to trade him. Now there's no value to bring him up.
Right.
Now what are you going to do? Now you got nothing.
No, I look at him as a guy with the right moxie. He has a tattoo on his neck that says the best. He knows he's like that. El Troll, right? I've seen him do it in big moments. I've seen him have walk-off home runs. I've seen him play well in the postseason and play bad, but like, he's becoming still. He was hurt. We have no grace for the injury that he had. Okay, Luis Torrens is expected to be the starting catcher on this team. This is the number one team in the National League. This is the first place team in the NL East. Luis Torrens was given away for $100,000. Like, I think we got to slow down. It is still the first half of the season, and guys are going to go through things. Like, we just saw the Yankees go through a lot of things this week and work out of it. Speaking of the devil, and the devil arrives. Francisco Alvarez steps up to the plate, batting .233 with two homers, 10 ribbies, a .631 OPS. Let's see what he does. Back to the phones.
Hold
as
on,
we
real
wait.
Quickly though, Keith. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No,
but
you're not.
I really don't mean.
You have
to.
Another thing to add.
There was a massive thing that happened.
Oh,
in this
I
game.
Thought he just
Ooh,
homered.
That
That's
close.
A foul
that
ball.
That would have been nice. That would have been nice.
The timing would have been perfect.
Oh, it would have been beautiful. But there was one thing that that I don't think we hit, but I think we need to give a little more credence to from this game specifically, and that is Juan Soto's hit tonight was his 1,000th hit of his career.
Oh, yeah. The milestone has been reached.
We're there, baby.
Is he the fastest, you know, to 1,000 hits? He's 26. Is he?
I'm not sure if he's the youngest. I doubt he's the fastest because, I mean, I'm sure there's somebody that got it in like 5 years or less because he's been up for so long. But, I mean, he's probably probably close to being one of the younger guys to do it. But yeah, 1,000, baby. There we go. 1,000 for Juan Soto. Congratulations to him. Some as a Yankee, some as a Met. We'll take it.
Yeah,
hopefully the next 2,000 as a Met.
I gotta look into it. He's the 67th Dominican player to reach that milestone, de lo mio personal. 1,000 knocks for Juan Soto. I'm trying to see. He's one of three players with 1,000 hits, 700 walks, 200 homers before turning 27. I'm just going to take, this is coming from, this might be someone, this is Division 3 Bench Warmer on Twitter. I don't know if this is credible. I don't know if this is valid.
Shout out Division 3 Bench Warmer.
He might just be putting that out there. You never know what to believe on Twitter anymore. 888-808-1019. Congratulations to Juan Soto reaching that milestone. I will do some digging to find out how significant that is at his age and in the time that he's played. And yeah, I did want to get back to this call. As I was talking about the Yankees going through some things and talking about how we can't quit on guys, you know, Rodon stood up today, and I quit on Rodon a bunch of times. I've had no faith in Carlos Rodon a bunch of times. I think this year the obvious change is the beard. But again, Rodon showed up and did enough today when we needed him to. He's getting paid the big bucks, and you love to see it. Let's go to Jason and Edison on the fan next. Go for it, Jason.
Hey, Keith. It's nice to be back. And first, I'd like to start with Rodon, and he's doing very like mid right now. He has about a 3.10 ERA, and right now he's probably our number two, and he's a probably regular, like he might be high or low, but it's more like a mid leverage right now.
Yeah, back like we never left. Yeah. Never left first place. Hopefully the Orioles beat the Tampa Bay Rays tonight. And Rodon, in a year where Gerrit Cole is down, in a year where they changed the beard policy, in a year where now Rodon has settled in as a Yankee, he's been around, like his post-game press conferences are better. His ability to overcome little things that happen in the game that don't go his way is much better. I am pleased with Rodon. He got back to some of his old tricks today with not being able to keep the ball in the ballpark, but luckily the Yankees came through and they hit where it didn't matter.
Yeah, Keith. For now, I think he has a lot of new established confidence, and I believe that this is a game that both the Yankees and Rodon both needed. He's 9-5, and I really think that if you really can't rely on Fried 100%.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Of the time, and with another pitcher that you can rely on, especially going into the all-star break and a little bit farther into the season where it really matters most, I think he could truly grow into someone that we could use more.
Yeah, and I'll echo what you're saying. I won't co-sign it. What I'll say is this: coming up on a trade deadline, depending on what starting pitchers are available, I can't trust Max Fried is going to be the guy to carry us through a postseason and get back to the World Series on his own. I also can't trust Rodon in a big spot, as we just saw against the Red Sox.
Yeah.
I think this, you know, is good that Rodon bounced back here with a good outing, but I also hope that there's still a thought with Brian Cashman pitching to get another starter to add to Fried and Rodon, and then also add some back of the bullpen help as well.
Yeah, and one last thing. When can we expect to see Spencer Jones at least get called up to AAA? I know he's been spending a lot of time down in Somerset, but when can we start to see him like make some sort of like growth into maybe the Rail Riders?
I'll talk about it. Thanks for the call, Jason. I actually got to meet Spencer Jones. Shout out to the Somerset Patriots, by the way. They did actually go live today with an announcement that I will be hosting on August 2nd, live from their ballpark, the celebration of the Negro Leagues with James Coben and Dennis Biddle. My good friend Willie Randolph will be on the field with me. If you are interested, get tickets. Check out the Somerset Patriots. It's August 2nd. It's a Saturday night game. There'll be fireworks. And the team will dress up as the New York Black Yankees. And I'll be the MC for the night pregame and during the game. And they're great people out there. They were amazing to me when I went out there a couple weeks ago to throw the first pitch. And they had me on the field. I got to be in the dugout. And I got to meet Spencer Jones. 6'7", 240. Yeah, he's as tall as advertised. And he's back to hitting the ball out of the ballpark. Right now, looking at his numbers, he's batting .248. He's got a .943 OPS. He's got 13 home runs, and I think those home runs have been added, you know, at least a few here in the last couple weeks. He's a mild-mannered guy. He's working on some things. I think he's a little bit of a ways away still. Now, people are starting to put the clock on him as far as he's 24. I think he played at Vanderbilt. He was a 4-year college guy. I don't know when we see him go to AAA. I don't have that answer. I think they're still looking for him to get more seasoning, and there's no rush. There's no rush. Now, as I'm talking about getting another starter or a back of the bullpen arm, I would assume that people will be talking to Brian Cashman and checking on Spencer Jones. Spencer Jones could get dealt at the trade deadline, but if he survives, then they got a plan for him, and maybe you see him later this season with the Rail Riders. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Tyrese Halliburton, the NBA Finals, and some news in the NBA coaching circles that directly tie in to the New York Knicks. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Fan. I want to talk NBA as I have the NBA Finals on my screen, and shout out to SNY right now. Oh, I'm in there. As I said before, there is a like live feed in here. SNY and Zoo Explain, that's the live feed that Evan and Tiki see when they're on SNY. So I have that up there, and I can't control that TV at all. But the TV that I can control, Mike Breen is on my screen with Doris Burke. And speaking of Mike Breen, you know, we have calmed down with some of the Knicks conversation on The Fan. Thank God. But I'm going to bring some of it back. Today, we saw breaking news that the Houston Rockets and head coach Ime Udoka have agreed to a long-term contract extension with the franchise that makes him one of the highest-paid NBA coaches after his 52-win season and a top-two seed for the first time in 7 years. Ime Udoka, who should probably still be in Boston, who the Brooklyn Nets tried to sign, he is just one of those former player, young candidates as a coach that everybody wanted because he's had success and he's worked his way up through the ranks. Well, now he's in Houston. And if you remember correctly, the Knicks did tap in with Houston and check on his availability. And I think Ime Udoka can thank the Knicks for helping getting him paid, because the conversations that pop up after the Knicks come knocking, right? The New York Knicks, the big money Knicks, their franchise is worth billions. The conversations that follow are like, hey, you just said that I can't talk to them. What are you going to do for me? Let's get a deal done. If you're saying I'm not allowed to talk to anybody, okay, understood. Yeah, we're here. You saw what I did this year with this team. Let's get a deal done. There's also the same type of thing percolating for Billy Donovan. I don't know if the deal is done yet, but there was a report in my notes for a couple days ago that the Bulls are working on a contract extension with head coach Billy Donovan. Donovan's been there since 2020, and he hasn't had the best go at it, but he hasn't had the best players and whatever. It's the Bulls. But I think after the Knicks checked on him, the Bulls are like, wait. Look, we got to lock up our coach too. Now that makes you think about Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd, is he going to be the next guy up for a contract extension here? Or is there truth to what we were hearing last year or last week about mutual interest between the Knicks and Jason Kidd? And, you know, Dallas saying no, but maybe there's some tampering involved and maybe Dallas doesn't want to pay him. And obviously there's trouble in paradise over there. But just a day or two ago, there were reports that, you know, the Knicks hiring Jason Kidd could still be a possibility. The door's not closed on it. And now we wait and see, right? Those other coaches, right? There's some other coaches out there that they checked on, but the dream could still be alive for Jason Kidd. And then that segues me into tonight where, you know, this could be the last night of the NBA. Stanley Cup ended, or the NHL ended with the Panthers winning back-to-back Stanley Cups a couple nights ago. This could be the last night of hoops of the NBA. And you know what that means, right? Like, the Knicks weren't going to, and the Knicks did steal some thunder, pun intended, from OKC and Indiana. They did. With their coaching search, they're opening up finals coverage. They're on Pat McAfee at Indiana. They're talking about the Knicks. But I'm sure Adam Silver and the league did not want the Knicks to hire a coach during the NBA finals and drop that bomb on, you know, the sports world. But now tonight, if the Thunder do complete this, you know, OKC in six and this series, then that does open, you know, the window here for maybe a day, 2 days, week. I don't know. I would assume that they're going to get through the draft. The draft is coming up next week. I would assume that they're going to get through the draft and then name a coach, pick a coach, interview some more coaches. We'll wait and see. Let's get back to the phones while we wait and see. Josh is in the Bronx on the Fan. Hello, Josh.
Hey, Keith. I was just wondering how surprised you are that Indiana has carried OKC thus far and their coach Rick Carlisle. And I'll hang up and listen, but I just want to say it's awesome, baby. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, Josh. I mean, I think most pundits and people that looked at the series said, this game is going to go, or this series is going to go five games, maybe six. I was in here that Thursday night that Indiana was able to steal that game one. I didn't have that penciled at all. I was at Yankee Stadium. Shout out to my guy, Chris, who runs Hard Rock. I'll probably check in there tomorrow. I was specifically in Hard Rock because I was watching the start of the finals and watching the Yankee game. And I had to leave and host a show that night, so I wanted to be able to speak on both games and not do the, like, watching on my phone. And OKC controlled most of that game, and then the Pacers stole it from them late. And I remember that night talking about, hey, this is what they do, Team of Destiny. And then they were able to get another game in their building, but I don't think they're going to get another game now. Tyrese Haliburton, let's see what he looks like. We're about to see in the next few minutes when this game starts. Let's see what he looks like out there on the floor. But, you know, the performance of SGA and Williams and Holmgren and their whole squad, Dort, like they've got a strong team, OKC. They've got a good coach, OKC. And I think they obviously lost that first game and then they even took a loss in the second. And it's good for the NBA. But they always were better than the Pacers. And I'll be shocked if the Pacers are able to force a game seven tonight. Maybe they will. That's why I said it depends on Halliburton's injury. He's going to play, but he's compromised. He was compromised last game. He's got the calf injury. He's going to play. But I feel like these young guys, and shout out to Isaiah Hartenstein, former Knick, entering the floor right now. I feel like they smell blood in the water. They know that it's closing time. This is it. We can beat these guys on their floor tonight in Gainsbridge Fieldhouse and go back home as champs and get ready for the parade. And if that's the case, they could be having the parade. When would the parade be? Could they quickly have, if it's Thursday, could they have the parade Saturday or Sunday?
You think they'd do it Saturday or Sunday?
They'd wait till Monday and let people have, it's Oklahoma. Like,
They'd have it be a holiday, you know?
Yeah, but it would surely be a holiday. They have nothing else out there. They would take off work on Monday, and it would just be a parade.
You know what's one thing I want to say to give credit to the OKC fans that I think they do very well, and I think is part of the reason why they have the distinction of being a very great fan base, very loud fan base, very good fan base. They stripe the stadium for all of these games, and I don't think that's something that I've seen, or at least seen very often at NFL or NBA or MLB games, because most of these fans can't work and I don't want to take shots at the fans or anything, but I feel like it's like fans of professional teams aren't used to that type of stuff. When you're in a college atmosphere, stripe the stadium, all that kind of stuff, that's like
when
a
you
yearly
say stripe
event.
The stadium, you mean like how they all wear the same?
Yeah, so the white, the blue, the white,
they
the
all
blue,
wear
how they
the
do
colors,
that.
And it looks like, I mean, that's how it looks in Indiana right now. You'll never get that in Madison Square Garden.
No, nah, we're not like that. We're not built like that. I don't know why
you gotta
it
have
is,
your
but
fresh,
like, that's
you gotta
not
have your
stuff.
Fresh Kith fit on. And
yeah,
you gotta
know,
have your Gucci
got, hey,
and
that's
your,
part of it.
Your Louis V, and people gotta see their Knicks jerseys and their fits. And
yeah, I can't put on my $15 T-shirt that you gave me or my $35 T-shirt that you know gave us for free tonight. You know what I mean?
No, because going to Madison Square Garden is a flex off in itself. That's all it is. It's. Who has more money than the next? Who looks better than the next? Like, Fat Joe comes in there. Fat Joe will have a scarf, a hoodie, some exclusive shoes, some pants that you've never seen.
Got the Rolly.
It's all about, you know, outfit
Whoa,
of the day.
What's this dude doing?
Yeah, I'm like, what is that up there? That's their mascot?
That was the mascot hanging from the ceiling. That's insane. I don't know about all that.
This is what they got to do in Indiana. You'll never see, the Knicks don't have a mascot, but you'll never see some of the stuff that they do out there go on in MSG because it's New York.
It's game just, 6 of the NBA Finals. We're putting the mascot up on the ceiling and we're dropping him down. That's how we do things in Indiana basketball.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
If I'm the mascot, I need, I don't know how much money you would have to pay me to do that.
I was
but
just about to say,
I don't know.
Is this guy acrobatic like that or is this a special person in that suit? Because like, some people have a fear of heights. That's something
imagine,
they had to practice.
You just imagine you just get that job at the beginning of the year, and then you get to this point, and they're like, all right, bro, it's game 6 of the finals.
Yeah,
we're dropping you from the ceiling.
The
let's go.
You're like, okay. Is this safe?
I guess.
Here we go. Game 6 of the NBA Finals. Two small market teams. A terrible rated finals. Here's Tyrese Halliburton. Don't be mad because somebody smudged your Puma. Does it? No, he wears the Converse and SGA wears the Pumas, right?
Yeah,
oh, no, it's the other
so.
Way around. It's the other way around. I was correct. Tyrese Halliburton has Pumas. He has a Puma deal. And his whole thing was like, overrate that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. To launch his Puma, I believe. And SGA has Converse. The days of Nike dominating the NBA are long gone. Did you see Brunson, though? Brunson has those Lady Liberty Kobes. I actually want a pair.
They're pretty fire.
Jalen Brunson's Nike Kobe 6 Statue of Liberty, those kicks, those, like, you know, seafoam green Kobe's he wears, they're going to come out around Christmas, and they're going to be hard to get, and they're going to get claimed quickly.
I'm not going to lie, bro. I love what the Liberty got going on in general with their color scheme, and I think that's what he's going for with those shoes, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Yankees leaned into it last year. They had little accents. Judge wore it. Stanton wore it. And even now, Belly has a little bit of like a, I call it seafoam green on this tweet that I'm reading. With Brunson, they call it hyper turquoise, but it's Lady Liberty. And yeah, the New York Liberty have they have a great color scheme, a great mascot, a great team. But anyway, I'm getting off track here. But this is what happens. We have time to talk sports. If you like sports, dial 888-808-1019. We're getting ready for the NBA Finals to start. But there's my little spiel to add some Knicks conversation in about the head coaches, about the finals ending, and how, you know, pretty soon after the draft, we should find out what the Knicks are going to do with their head coach. But they don't have a rush. They're on their own time. They don't need to have a head coach this week, this month. They can wait a little while. So let's take a break. When we come back, the finals will be underway. It's still 1-1. Oh, actually, I didn't give you that update. Matt Olson scored. Matt Olson walked, and he was driven in by Ozzie Albies. No, he was driven in by let me go back to the box score. Ozzie Albies single, just some small ball on Tyrone Taylor. He was driven in by Michael Harris. And so that ties the game 1-1 in the fourth. Yeah, Matt Olson walks. Marcelo Ozuna singled. Drake Baldwin popped out. Ozzie Albies singles on a live drive to center field. Tyrone Taylor, Matt Olson scores. So 1-1 down in Atlanta as the Mets are fighting to not be swept. And we are underway in Indiana, Game 6 of the NBA Finals. Keith McPherson on the Fan till 10 p.m. The Giants football show will come on. The minicamp show will come on after me. Let's take another break. More of your calls coming up right after this. WFAN, the Fan in New York, your nighttime host, Keith McPherson. Watching the finals now. That's underway. Watching Clay Holmes struggle a bit here. He's got a high pitch count. 89 pitches right now in the bottom of the fifth. One out. Runners at the corners. A little bit of trouble here, Clay. Let's see if Clay can work out of this 3-1 count facing Matt Olson. Got it live. Ball four. Bases juiced. Not great. Not great. We'll come back to that. Let's see who's on the phone. My guy Mitchell in Fort Lee.
What's going on, Keith? How you doing, my friend?
I'm good. You know, hosting the show, watching the Mets, watching the finals.
I think the finals, I think tonight, I think OC is going to say goodnight, Irene, call it a night, and make this a blowout. I just have this gut feeling out of this game, but it's still early. It's only 8-2 so far, so we'll see what happens. But Keith, the reason why I called in tonight was a very interesting reason, because I've listened to the Fans for the last 4 days, and everyone complained about, especially the New York, our team, the New York Yankees, and then some other hosts have called. We won't mention names because I don't want to complain about their team, the New York Mets. But they have to understand, it's a long season. You're not going to win every game and everything else. No one talked about Tampa Bay, Keith, when they were not doing well. Now they won the last 24 out of 27 games. It goes in a cycle. The Yankees are going to be fine. Also, tomorrow we're getting back our main man, Mr. Weaver. That'll give us our closer back. It changes the whole bullpen. I mean, into the bullpen. And then also now we have LeMahieu, that no one except you is the only one that agreed with me about LeMahieu. It would be a part that the Yankees need, and he's doing it. He's not batting bad. He's batting .286, three home runs, has some RBIs. But I really do have a problem with Boone with a few reasons. Number one is, would you agree here, why does he let LeMahieu play third base? LeMahieu is a better player there, and put Chisholm back at second base.
Oh, I don't know if DJ, if you watch DJ, oh, is that a foul ball? That's a foul. I thought Ozuna just hit a grand slam. DJ is not moving so quickly, even at second base. Okay. I don't know if he has the athleticism to play third. I know Jazz does. I also don't know if he has the arm strength to play third and get that ball across the diamond. Jazz definitely can. What I said about DJ is we need to hold our horses a little bit before we write this guy off. He's healthy. He didn't, you know, people wrote him off. He didn't write back. He is not terrible. He is not terrible. So they're gonna get the most that they can get out of him. He's making $15 million this year. But I still do think that they will look to upgrade either second base or third base at the deadline, depending on what's available.
That's fine there. Again, another part is now we're putting Ben Rice to catcher. What are we doing here?
Yeah, to get his bat in the lineup with Stanton's bat at DH. The kid was DHing, and you also don't want to take Goldie out, a 300 hitter who homered today. So, like, you can have a lineup with Ben Rice catching, who is a better bat than Wells, definitely Ascara, and still have Stanton and Goldie in the lineup. I'm not against it. He was fine. They tried to run on him. He threw a guy out. Another guy got a bag off of him. But, like, he was fine his first one. He said he was sore a little bit. But I look forward to seeing Ben Rice do that some more in this regular season.
But, Keith, I'm going to disagree with you. I like Wells. Wells has a better gun. He's a good catcher. And the other part is with Boone, this is the problem I have with Boone. When Wells was hot, when he had that nice big hit streak and everything with the home runs and everything else, he sits him then. Wells has to play every game and give him the one game a week off, not play him two games, sit him for three games. And honestly, Stanton's not going to play every game. Like I heard earlier, that's just Stanton's philosophy is now he's going to get ready for the playoffs early because who knows if he'll get injured again. He probably will, because he's going to do it the playoff way. Play two games, be off a game, and do it that way. If he's going to do it that way, then let Ben Rice be the DH or give Wells one night off once in a while so he doesn't have to catch and let him be the DH and let Rice catch, vice versa. But you have to let Wells play every game. This kid is young. You just can't take a young kid out and say, well, I'm going to play you two games and then sit you for two games. The kid needs to bat. This is a young kid that, quote-unquote, we all said that he's a top prospect, good catcher, and he has a good bat. Well, let the kid play. That's how I feel about that. Do you agree?
Not entirely. Mitch, text me. I'll see you tomorrow at the Hard Rock. I'll come say hello in Section 104. I'll come see you at the game. Wells has been brutal at times. Wells has had some bad. I mean, Wells today ran into an out. I don't feel like he needs to play every day, and catchers don't play every day. It's him and Ascara. The one issue I have is we have three left-handed catchers. Who puts together that type of team? Three left-handed catchers, just the way it shook out. Maybe they trade Ascara. I joked last night. David Stearns, can I interest you in a J.C. Ascara, left-handed hitting catcher? Wells can't play every day. I have no problem with Ben Rice finding a position. Folks wanted to throw him at third. Jazz is going to play third until they trade for a Eugenio Suarez. And then DJ can be a bench bat or just be a veteran in the clubhouse or whatever. Like, but they're getting enough out of DJ. And you know what? The other night, when they sat DJ in favor of Peraza, don't do that. Don't do that. I don't need Peraza to play over DJ. I'll take DJ's at-bats over Peraza's at-bat. Peraza can't hit. Peraza-Palooza never started. Like, Peraza, this week we heard they want to try and put him in the outfield. For what? I don't know. To make him a Pablo Reyes? To make him an IKF? No. His whole thing was he can pick it. Peraza can pick it. He's got a glove. He's got an arm. He's not going to be the starting shortstop. He's the backup shortstop. He's the backup third baseman. He's the backup second baseman. That's what he is. You've got enough outfielders. So much so that you have an issue where you got to figure out how to play Dominguez and I don't know. I think they're going to sort these things out. I think these are good problems to have. They're problems, but they're not problems that are going to stop them from winning or that were the cause of, this losing streak. And yes, getting Luke Weaver back changes everything. Changes the decisions and the lanes and the bullpen and who you can use where and how long you got to stretch a guy. And maybe you can take Fernando Cruz out after he walks the first two batters instead of letting him face a third guy and walk him. Like, Luke Weaver gives us some options because Luke is a guy that you can put in the eighth inning. And you have Devin Williams. And Devin Williams was good today. Outside of the hit-by-pitch, let me go back to my notes. I was sitting there watching Devin Williams today, and I'm like, okay, Devin Williams strikes out Travis Darnaw, four pitches. He struck out Joe Adell, who has been one of the hottest hitters in baseball recently, on four pitches. He hit Lamont Wade Jr. That's fine. It is what it is. It's going to happen. Struck out Luis Renjifo on four pitches. I'm like, yo, we're it's warm. It's warm. It's June. We're getting the airbender that is filling up the zone. He's throwing the ball in the zone. Four-seam fastball at like 94, 95, and then the airbender. We're like, hey, knock on wood, we have a Devin Williams that has gone through some things. We have a Devin Williams now that we thought it was going to be potentially 6 weeks that we'd have to survive with him being the closer. It wasn't that long at all. And it wasn't that bad at all because they didn't give him that many opportunities to blow or close the games. You know, they didn't give him too many opportunities to get the save or to give up runs. And now you get Luke Weaver back, and now you're getting closer and closer to trade deadline. The Yankees are all right, man. But, you know, even going back further to what Mitchell was talking about with hosts, again, I don't listen to the station all day, every day. I'm in and out listening to shows, and sometimes I'll go back, and with the free Odyssey app, you can go to a show, read what they spoke about in that segment, play that segment, and, you know, if that's what you want to hear. What I'll say is we have to be reactionary. One, we're fans. Two, we're hosts. I don't know who wants to listen to a radio show all week where you're like that dog that's sitting in the fire meme. This is fine. This is fine. We can't do our shows for a week of losing and just say, this is fine. We can remind you after we pick the teams apart and say all these different things about what goes on that this is fine. This is baseball. This is going to happen. This too shall pass. But in every other sport, they can be reactionary because they don't play every day. If the Knicks lose back-to-back games, it's, oh my God, what's going on with this? They got to fire Tibbs, which they did. I mean, the Jets and Giants, the Giants lost 10 games in a row. They lost every game for months. So you have to react to that. Stay tuned in an hour. The Giants minicamp show coming up. I don't think they're going to go through a stretch this year with 10 losses. I'm hearing Abdul Carter is as advertised. Did they just take Clay Holmes out? Okay, we got to do the Mets ride along. Let me hit refresh on this, because last I had looked up and last I had told you, there were runners on the corners. Clay Holmes had walked Matt Olson. His pitch count was getting up there. Clay Holmes finishes with 103 pitches, 61 of them for strikes. After he walked Matt Olson, umpire helped him out with Marcell Ozuna. Ozuna, he gave him a ball. It was borderline. Called strike. Barely clips the bottom of the zone. And so now, are they? This is a mound visit? And then why do they do this thing in Atlanta where they turn the lights off? Okay, here is Oscar Brazoban. So Clay Holmes is done. Bases are loaded. Two outs. Braves take the lead 2-1. Clay Holmes exits. His day is done after going throwing 103 pitches and going 4 2/3, giving up 4 hits, 2 runs, striking out 5, walking 6. Here comes Brazoban to try to save the day. We got a break, and Marco's going to hit you with the update. I've got 1 hour left. Everything is on the table, from the Yankees to the Mets to the NBA Finals, and of course, your New York Knicks. Keith McPherson on The Fan. I'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth, for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.